and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Housing starts are down in America. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that new home construction fell 3.7% last month to an annualized rate of 1.29 million. Single-family homes did tick up slightly, but construction of multifamily units fell by more than 11.3%, and that's a sharp drop-off from March's 13.6% gain in that department. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump says his effort to help the Chinese telecommunications company ZTE is only part of a larger trade deal his administration seeks with Beijing. Lanny Chan is a senior fellow with the Hoover Institution. He has some advice for President Trump.
We cannot have this negotiation with China for the goal of a short-term resolution of trade deficit issues. This has got to be a longer-term discussion about what the Chinese have to do to open up their economy.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A morning routine can make or break most people's life. Now, a lot of successful people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, we've heard about their morning routines and how they keep things very much the same each day. But why is that so important? Benjamin Spall runs a website called MyMorningRoutine.com, and he joined me earlier, and we discussed why having that same routine day after day is key to having a successful life.
Yeah, so having a morning routine is all about starting your morning with intention and bringing your morning wins with you into the rest of your day. So this could be anything from having a morning workout or getting some meditation in, or generally just being productive in your morning.
What was one common thread that you saw amongst the people that you were talking to and interviewing?
So there are several common threads in terms of the things they do. So one thing is actually something they do the night before, which is getting enough sleep, because we always point out that
USA Radio News.
Moments ago at the White House, President Donald Trump responded to North Korea's threat to cancel the meeting with Kim Jong-un and President Trump next month at their historic summit. The president said he will still insist on denuclearization. Gina Haspel, President Donald Trump's nominee to head the CIA, won the backing of the Senate Intelligence Committee today, paving the way for her expected confirmation to lead the spy agency. The panel voted 10-5 to advise the full Senate to confirm Haspel. Republican Senator John Thune shares his thoughts on the vote.
She's been involved, of course, in leadership positions at the CIA. She's been in the field. She's widely respected, not only within the agency, but across the world. And I think that it's time we get that important position filled. And it seems to me, at least, that Democrats finally came to the conclusion that blocking her at this critical national security position at a time when there is so much at stake around the world would be a big mistake.
This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Housing starts are down in America. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that new home construction fell 3.7% last month to an annualized rate of 1.29 million. Single-family homes did tick up slightly, but construction of multifamily units fell by more than 11.3%, and that's a sharp drop-off from March's 13.6% gain in that department. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump says his effort to help the Chinese telecommunications company ZTE is only part of a larger trade deal his administration seeks with Beijing. Lanny Chan is a senior fellow with the Hoover Institution. He has some advice for President Trump.
We cannot have this negotiation with China for the goal of a short-term resolution of trade deficit issue. This has got to be a longer-term discussion about what the Chinese have to do to open up their economy.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A morning routine can make or break most people's life. Now, a lot of successful people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, we've heard about their morning routines and how they keep things very much the same each day. But why is that so important? Benjamin Spall runs a website called MyMorningRoutine.com, and he joined me earlier, and we discussed why having that same routine day after day is key to having a successful life.
Yeah, so having a morning routine is all about starting your morning with intention and bringing your morning wins with you into the rest of your day. So this could be anything from having a morning workout or getting some meditation in, or generally just being productive in your morning.
What was one common thread that you saw amongst the people that you were talking to and interviewing?
So there are several common threads in terms of the things they do. So one thing is actually something they do the night before, which is getting enough sleep. Because we always point out, you know, if you don't sleep enough, then you're going to really struggle to have a good morning. But another thing, many of them work out, many of them meditate. But in general, what they really do is keep their routine short and easy to accomplish, especially in the beginning, because this greatly increases their chance of sticking to any one part of their routine.
Interesting stuff. And Benjamin also told me that you don't always necessarily need to be a morning person to have a great morning routine. And finally, it was back on this date in 1921. The first Academy Awards were presented at a private dinner with about 270 attendees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our topic today is kitchens, all about kitchens. Many of you are looking at your kitchen today and going, ugh, it's time to do something. Typically, it's a big deal to do your kitchen. It's one of the most expensive upgrades you can do in the home, but definitely you get bang for your buck. You get two things. One is when you do a kitchen over, you get to enjoy the new space, and more people are spending the most time in their kitchen area. And number two, when you go to sell, an updated kitchen will sell that much faster and for that much more money. We have a great show and story for you today. Lots to learn about kitchens. We're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company, trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm a home stager, contractor, and yes, these days an interior decorator working all over the state of New Jersey in little projects in the tri-state area. Everything from kitchens and bathrooms and additions and window treatments and plantation shutters and wood floors and everything in between, and then simple paint color consultations. I also do work by the hour. I do have a special at Maven Hill Designs in New Jersey. If you look for me to come out, we have something called a fresh eyes, and I'll come out and spend an hour to an hour and a half with you for $199. I'll give you a list this long that you get a copy of that you can leave with at the end of our session, and go through every room of your house, the best paint colors, how to set up the furniture, all that stuff. Just some fresh eyes. You don't really have to spend it anything else other than the $199 with me, an hour to an hour and a half, and really get the most bang for your buck to getting your place look the best it can. So to reach me or to get that coupon offer, it's normally a $350 value for the fresh eyes. But if you go to my website, which is www.maven, M as in Michael, A-V-I-N, Hill, H-I-L-L, Designs, you'll see that my coupon's there under the tab of coupon to the left, and you can print that from the site or contact our offices, and we will set up. My new assistant, Carly, is doing a great job with the marketing. She'll set it up for me to come out to your home. Again, to reach Maven Hill Designs, it's 908-884-0770. We have two locations, one out here in the Flemington area at 176 Route 202, 206 Flemington. Oops, sorry, Ringo's, New Jersey. And then my other location is up near the Short Hills Mall in lovely Maplewood Village, Maplewood, New Jersey, Maplewood Village, I should say. And that is 191B, like boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Either location, furniture, accessories, and everything at your fingertips, or consultations. Again, the phone number, 908-884-0770. Well, we're going to do the weather, and then we'll get into today's show. And I can tell you, folks, 4 years at the station here, I do the weather every Wednesday. And I don't see one sunshine on every screenshot here. There's not a single sunshine. I actually thought that, you know, when your things come up on the computer and they don't process yet, so they're gray and then they go into focus, that never changed. So what I have to tell you, unfortunately, which is going to be great for your flowers, is that it's going to rain every single day till Sunday. So very disappointing. But you know what? We're going to work on our kitchens, right? We'll have the opportunity to go shopping and get great ideas. So this afternoon, it's currently 62 degrees with light rain, fog, mist. There'll be an 80% chance of showers this afternoon with a high of 64 degrees. Tonight, 80% chance of continued showers and patchy fog with a low of 55. On Thursday, 50% chance of showers and patchy fog with a high of 71. Thursday night, 70% chance of showers likely and patchy fog with a low of 57. On Friday, 80% chance of showers and then patchy fog with a, this is just so terrible, folks, with a high of 62. Friday, 80% chance of showers and patchy fog with a low of 52. On Saturday, you guessed it, 70% chance of showers likely, then patchy fog with a high of 65. Saturday night, 60% chance of showers likely with a low of 59. And then for our Sunday, not only rain, but chance of thunder showers with a high of 78 degrees. Well, isn't that depressing? My name is Richard Scuderi. Our show is called Modern Design. We meet every Wednesday here in studio, and we talk all things design. Our topic today happens to be kitchens. And if you follow me on social media and see what I post, my week starts with the theme. So the theme this week is kitchens, because on my television show, on Wednesdays we shoot Modern Design right here in Flemington from 2 to 3. Then I whisk off to my television studio down in Princeton, PCTV, and we shoot the show there from 4 to 5. So my guest today on the television show is going to be Wolf Sub-Zero, the wonderful upscale brand Wolf Sub-Zero. And I'm going to have Kimberly Little, who's in the training department of Wolf Sub-Zero, and the wonderful chef Anne Marie, who's a CIA graduate. When they do continuing education training for designers and kitchen people, they cook for you. They demonstrate the different products by cooking, and it's really a lot of fun. If you're a designer or a contractor, you should find out. Contact the toll-free number of Wolf Sub-Zero and see if you can get to one of their classes. They do continuing education classes, and they're actually located. They have a facility in Pine Brook, New Jersey, their phone number is toll for Wolf Sub-Zero is toll-free 1-888-327-0053, 1-888-327-0053. They're located, Wolf Sub-Zero is located at 25 Riverside Road, I believe, in Pine Brook, New Jersey. So that's a fun thing if you're in the industry. Go out. They do seminars all the time. They treat you like gold. You leave with a gift bag. There's sometimes wine at these things, and they're a lot of fun. But the big thing is you get an education. I think if you're in the design business, it's our responsibility constantly to be being educated of the newest products, the newest technology, the best of everything. What are people doing? What's trending? What's working? And that's very important. And Wolf Sub-Zero do a wonderful job of keeping us up to date, for those of us that do kitchens, of what the best appliances are. I will say there's a couple of things that I learned from the last seminar, and I'm going to go to some next week. I was hoping to have Kimberly and Anne-Marie here today. Unfortunately, that didn't quite work out. We will have them here in studio for a future show. And if you watch the new TV show, which I'll give you the information on the end, you'll be able to see them in person after we tape today's show. So a couple things that I learned and I really liked with some of the Wolf Sub-Zero products had to do with the Wolf side of it, the cooking side of it, and then we'll talk about the refrigeration. But with the Wolf brand, Wolf Sub-Zero, Sub-Zero, of course, you probably are maybe more comfortable with, because Sub-Zero refrigerators have been around for a very long period of time. And if you're in sort of an upscale home or a home where the cabinets are sort of cabinet depth and built-in, chances are you may have inherited an old Sub-Zero. It's a family-owned company for a very long time. Wolf is their division that does all the cooking appliances. So some things that were new in cooking that I found amazing is actually cooking with steam. And one of the things that they demonstrated was with a double wall oven, there is a reserve. I mean, you can use it as a regular oven. It has convection, it has all the settings. But there's a reserve in the top right component of that double oven that you put water in. And what happens is, through the process of convection, the cooking there is wet cooking or steam cooking. Now, I would think if you put a piece of meat, a really expensive, nice piece of meat, into an environment that had steam, what would you think you would get? You would think you would get sort of gray meat, mealy, not a crisp crust on the outside, but a terrible product. So Anne Marie, the chef there, put in a beautiful, beautiful roast, and had it in for a while, and then we had the training. When the roast came out of the oven, she let it rest for about 10 minutes, and then she carved it. It was the single best roast I've ever tasted in my life. The moistness was just beyond compare. It was not mealy. It was not gray. It was perfect pink on the center. And yet, because of the convection and the air around it, the outside had a wonderful crust. It was just perfect. So steam cooking is something that's becoming more popular. And with vegetarians and vegans, there's another product that they have, which was a separate steam table, if you will, something that a burner that you can just steam wonderful pea pods or vegetables, and it was dedicated just to steaming. So those are two things that I had learned the last time we went to Wolf Sub-Zero that I thought was very, very interesting. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit about kitchens, appliances, and the functionality of kitchens. We'll talk about some of the decorative elements as well if we have time to do it, but I want to talk about appliances in general and functionality and how they work. Well, when we start with the base, I think, I mean, we use ovens a lot, but we use our ranges or our cooktops every day. So some things that have worked for me and some things that I've seen through the years kind of have changed my opinion on things. So your cooktop, your range, if you will, you're going to use for breakfast, you're going to use for lunch, you're going to use for dinner. So your range can be what? It can be electric or it can be gas, and sometimes it's natural gas, and sometimes it's propane. It's been said to me in the 21 years that I've done this, the ideal energy for cooking food, at least for the stove or the range, would be gas, I think. And the gas, either natural gas, probably natural gas would be the number one. If you have natural gas, many of us here out in Hunterdon County have propane, and it's a little bit different with the hookup and the connection. But gas seems to be preferred. So if you're going to do a renovation and you can bring either propane, or if there's a natural gas line on your street and you're changing out from an electric stove cooktop, gas is preferred. So I definitely say that was true. For many years, our cooktops were 30 inches and so on. People are looking for wider cooktops now. Six burner, five burner cooktops are ideal for people, because when you're preparing multiple dishes, it's kind of nice to have different burners. Through the years with cooktops, gas cooktops, things have changed. There were things that were tried and worked well, and then things that did not work well. One of the things that they did at a competitor product, high-end product, was they had different size burners, smaller and larger burners in a six burner setup. Over time, that did not work well because you only had certain pots for certain things, and it made it complicated. So that certainly went out of style, and we're back to, if you have a six burner range, if you're fortunate enough to have that, that they're all the same size. Also, for a while, there was a thing that they had higher settings and lower settings based upon the individual burner. That as well could be confusing and cause things to overcook and undercook. So again, if you're with a larger range of six burner cooktop, they're all the same size, or ideally would be all the same size, and the ability to go from low to high and everything in between. So that certainly is preferred. Many of us don't have the room to have a separate cooktop and double wall ovens. So in growing up, very much so in the early years of our first home, we had a stove, a full stove. So the top is a cooktop. It was six burner, which was big for the day. And then the bottom was an oven. And that's the way many of us grew up. As time went on and people became more sophisticated and more into cooking, we often saw that there was just a range or a cooktop by itself and then a double wall oven. So in that scenario, people still like that combination. They like a gas cooktop, six burner if possible, with multiple options, and then a separate wall oven if you have the space, double oven. So when you're doing big holidays, you can do your baking and your roasting in your oven, and you can do your side dishes, your gravies and everything on your stove. So that seems to be generically what most people like. Everybody has different tastes. So with the gas cooktop, the opposite seems to be true for the double wall oven. And I go back and forth on this myself with how I feel about it. If you are a baker, you are much better off having your oven be electric. And one of the reasons that it's good for your oven to be electric is that you have a more consistent temperature when you're baking. So that's something that's very good for a finished product if you are a baker. So often people will suggest that that's the way to go. The other reason that you might want to have electric for the ovens is because of the convection. Now, when you have consistent heat and then you have convection on your oven, roasts and turkeys and things of that nature cook evenly and will develop a nice even crust, not overcooking in places and undercooking in places, because of the consistency of electric with convection. I'm a big fan of convection. I also find with convection, which is basically just a fan that circulates the air that's coming out, I think it's ideal. What I don't like about is if you have a double wall oven or even a single wall oven, is that when you broil things, if you like to broil as I do, meats, when you're broiling under an electric broiler, it's actually pretty awful. I'd be more likely to then go out to my grill, even if it was the winter time, and do meat outside. So in that way, the double wall ovens that are electric are not necessarily ideal, unless you're more of a baker. So it's a trade-off. So most people will tell me to this day, cooktop or range, six burner, gas, and double wall oven electric. Now, for a while with the double wall ovens, a warming drawer had become very popular. The two ovens, and then underneath there was a drawer for keeping food warm. And there was a misnomer that if you kept food in a drawer, that it would just completely dry out until it was just nothingness. But in fact, the warming drawers, although they've gone out of style, the warming drawers kept a very low, even temperature and moist cooking. Well, not cooking, but just holding. And they really did keep food warm without sort of drying it out. So they were a good thing, but I think somehow that just really went out of fashion with people. I guess people don't, people have their own ways to go if they're going to be late and maybe pick up something. So the warming drawers have kind of gone out of fashion. All right, so we're going to take our first set of commercial messages, a lot more on today's show, all about kitchens and the functionality of kitchens at that, right after these commercial messages.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, if you're just tuning into our program. You know, there's a bunch of ways now. It's going to become a little bit easier to access our programs here on WHCR-DB in Flemington. One of which is the way that we've always done that, and that's by going to www.hunterdonchamberradio.com. And then clicking on my program, which is Modern Design. You'll see a little bio, which needs to be updated. And then you can click on Archives. And I have 4 years there, hundreds of podcasts of programs we've done about design. But you can also listen live right by going to that address, www.hunterdonchamberradio.com, as in all the programs on our show. So you can listen live or in the podcast. In addition, this year, 2018, we've added cameras to our studios here in the Large House in Flemington. And now you can watch us on Facebook Live. So to watch us on Facebook Live is a little bit more complicated. Most of the hosts here at WHCR have created their own Facebook pages for the show. So for my show, if you are on Facebook, if you go to Modern Design on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, you'll see that the show will come up. There are video casts, as opposed to the audio podcast there, of when I shoot shows here on Wednesdays from 2 to 3 live. Now, if you go to any Wednesday, if you go to my Facebook page, which again is Modern Design on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and then you click on videos, you will see that the show is there live from 2 to 3. And you can call in, which I'll tell you how to do in a minute, or watch us in the video casts. After the show finishes taping here in studio, the video is immediately live for you to go back and watch it, or the previous ones. There's not a lot of them yet because we just started doing it this year, but you'll see over time that there'll be plenty of videos here in studio. The other component that we have here, which is becoming more popular, is that we do have a call-in button. So I've added that to my program. So if you would like to call in when we are live, which again is every Wednesday, Modern Design is live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can call into our show. The phone number is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. I did open up the phone lines. I haven't announced that yet, but the phone lines are open for the duration of the show here until 3 o'clock, and you can call in with your questions about kitchens. Maybe you just went shopping for appliances and you have questions, or maybe you had some wins. You picked something, you took a chance, and you really like it, and you want to share that with us on the air. When we were just on audio, not as many calls. Now that people are watching our show, we are starting to see calls. So don't be shy. Call into our program. So that's a little bit about how Modern Design has evolved and what's going on at WHCR. Let's talk a little bit more about kitchen appliances. So I think we covered that the ideal situation, if you could make that work in your space, is to do a cooktop, if you will, cooktop of either 4 to 6 burners and have them be gas, either natural gas or propane, depending upon where you live. Have the burners all be the same size, all 6 of them, 5 of them, or 4 of them, and then have the ability to go from a low flame to a high flame on each one, so you're in control of what you put where. One of the things that I didn't discuss is something that really hasn't caught on yet, but I think it's wonderful, and that's called induction cooking. And that's a little bit interesting, I think. Often, many of us are very much in a rush to get things done. We want to boil some pasta, and then we're out the door, or steam some vegetables very quick, and so on. So Wolf has an interesting concept within their cooktops that not all 6 burners have to be just the regular gas burner. They can designate, which I think is very interesting, 1 of the 6, which would be the same size, to induction cooking. And induction cooking simply is the fact that there are special pots that you would put on the burner that have magnets with them that connect directly with the heat source. And with that combination, it speeds up the cooking process very quickly. So you can boil pasta, you can do things incredibly quickly. In fact, the chef Anne-Marie on our show made some sort of a delicious lemon pasta, and she was done with the induction cooking. Boom, like that, it was done. So induction cooking is also something. You can Google it. I don't know anybody else that has it yet, but I'd love to have it. Wouldn't it be nice if you do things very quickly, like a pasta or a rice or anything, maybe steamed vegetables, asparagus or so on, now that we're in the springtime, that you can do them so quickly you didn't have the time to wait. So that's something. But again, going back to an ideal situation, I believe, is a cooktop without the oven underneath, a cooktop 4 to 6 burners, gas, all the same side, and the ability for each one to have individual settings. Then when we go to the actual ovens, wall ovens seem to be easier to deal with. And if you have a double wall oven, they do make single wall ovens, by the way, but if you have a double wall oven, the best. You have versatility of putting a lot of different things in. Maybe you do a roast on top at a certain temperature, and then you can do all the sides in the other oven. So very nice. We were talking before the break about electric for the wall ovens versus gas, and the difference between what's right for baking and what's right for broiling and different things about that, and also the power of convection, how important interesting convection is going to be. I want to talk a little bit about ventilation, because ventilation for cooking is, number one, very important, but number two, can also be quite stylish. So in the kitchens that I'm working on today, and if you go to my Facebook page, it's either Richard Scuderi or my Facebook page for the show, I posted a kitchen that I just worked on that was a 1960s ranch that we updated a little bit. And one of the things that looked nice about it is that we took our backsplash, our 3x6 white, inexpensive, beautiful subway tile to the ceiling, but then we brought in a beautiful new hood that was stainless steel and had wonderful lines. You know, ventilation can be beautiful. I remember growing up in the 70s, my parents had some sort of a brawn hood, and it was like brown, and it was really kind of ugly and really kind of loud. Ventilation today is whisper quiet and wonderful. And effective, probably more effective than it ever was. In years past, I think the ventilation just circulated the air in the kitchen. You want to make sure these days that everything vents out. So that's very important. But not only are ventilation systems, hoods, if you will, gorgeous now, they're much better to work with. So a gorgeous stainless steel hood could be very nice to correspond with what you have for your cook services. Often it's nice if it's the same brand. And most, like Sub-Zero Wolf, most companies have a vent hood for cooking that coordinates with the cooktop, and it's very nice. I want to talk about something else that I like a lot. It's not for everybody, but I think it's terrific. I've said this on the show before. The house that I purchased, the first house that I lived in that was not a built house, that I didn't build myself, had the cooktop, the six-burner cooktop in the island. And when I took over the house, I said, the first thing I'm going to do is get rid of that and take the cooktop out of the island. Well, as luck would have it, I didn't get to change all the surfaces right away. And I worked with that existing cooktop, which was Thermador at the time. And I found I loved the cooktop in the island. And let me tell you, I have the most trouble when I'm working on a kitchen convincing the homeowners to put the cooktop in the island. They feel that it takes away from the space in the island. They feel that it's a hazard because there's heat right there and people are with you. I think just the opposite. One of the things is we see kitchens changing. Kitchens used to be closed off parts of the kitchen where the person cooking didn't want people to see the mess, didn't want to have people invasive in that area. The opposite is happening. We're taking walls down all over the place. We're making the kitchen the heart of the home, and then we're opening up. Styles have changed. Things are getting more casual, very open, and people are using that hearth, if you will, that stove, which is actually a hearth, as part of the entertaining process. So for me, if I'm cooking something, whether it be just heating up a soup and I have a friend over, or we're cooking for the holidays, I think it's wonderful to have it in the island. Think about this. When you have a stove... range on top, oven on the bottom. What are you facing? You're staring at a wall. Your guests are behind you and you're isolated facing a wall. When your cooktop or your stove is built into the island, you're looking out. So your guests, when you're cooking, are with you. You're part of the conversation. You put out maybe some cheeses. Everybody has a glass of wine, including the host. And then you're entertaining and you're working with your group. I really like that. And I try to convince people all the time that that's the way to go. I think it's really a nice setup. But for those of us that do choose to do that, and we have the cooktop in the island, and sometimes, now you can put a hood above that in the center, but often sometimes that doesn't work. So what we do instead is we create a downdraft. And a downdraft is something that usually comes in from the countertop. It sinks into the cabinet, and then when you're going to cook, it pops up as mine does, and then ventilation goes on that way. It is less effective, I believe, than the hood method of ventilation, but it's very convenient, it's very sleek, and it gets the job done. So if you decide to go with that profile, as I have,
the downdraft seems to work very well. It's efficient, and then it sort of disappears. So that's something as well. All right, it comes. We're up to our news. We have a lot more to cover today. And again, our phone lines are open. You can talk to me during the news, and we'll put you on the air. The phone number here, if you'd like to call in about kitchen appliances, is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. We'll take our news, and we'll be back with a lot more on kitchen appliances.
USA Radio News.
Moments ago at the White House, President Donald Trump responded to North Korea's threat to cancel the meeting with Kim Jong-un and President Trump next month at their historic summit. The president said he will still insist on denuclearization. Gina Haspel, President Donald Trump's nominee to head the CIA, won the backing of the Senate Intelligence Committee today, paving the way for her expected confirmation to lead the spy agency. The panel voted 10-5 to advise the full Senate to confirm Haspel. Republican Senator John Thune shares his thoughts on the vote.
She's been involved, of course, in leadership positions at the CIA. She's been in the field. She's widely respected, not only within the agency, but across the world. And I think that it's time we get that important position filled. And it seems to me, at least, that Democrats finally came to the conclusion that blocking her at this critical national security position at a time when there is so much at stake around the world would be a big mistake.
This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Housing starts are down in America. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that new home construction fell 3.7% last month to an annualized rate of 1.29 million. Single-family homes did tick up slightly, but construction of multifamily units fell by more than 11.3%, and that's a sharp drop-off from March's 13.6% gain in that department. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump says his effort to help the Chinese telecommunications company ZTE is only part of a larger trade deal his administration seeks with Beijing. Lanny Chan is a senior fellow with the Hoover Institution. He has some advice for President Trump.
We cannot have this negotiation with China for the goal of a short-term resolution of trade deficit issues. This has got to be a longer-term discussion about what the Chinese have to do to open up their economy.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A morning routine can make or break most people's life. Now, a lot of successful people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, we've heard about their morning routines and how they keep things very much the same each day. But why is that so important? Benjamin Spall runs a website called MyMorningRoutine.com, and he joined me earlier, and we discussed why having that same routine day after day is key to having a successful life.
Yeah, so having a morning routine is all about starting your morning with intention and bringing your morning wins with you into the rest of your day. So this could be anything from having a morning workout or getting some meditation in, or generally just being productive in your morning.
What was one common thread that you saw amongst the people that you were talking to and interviewing?
So there are several common threads in terms of the things they do. So one thing is actually something they do the night before, which is getting enough sleep. because we always point out, you know, if you don't sleep enough, then you're going to really struggle to have a good morning. But another thing, many of them work out, many of them meditate. But in general, what they really do is keep their routine short and easy to accomplish, especially in the beginning, because this greatly increases their chance of sticking to any one part of their routine.
Interesting stuff. And Benjamin also told me that you don't always necessarily need to be a morning person to have a great morning routine. And finally, it was back on this date in 1921, the first Academy Awards were presented at a private dinner with about 270 attendees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am a interior designer, home stager, and of course, contractor. A lot of the work I do these days happens to be bathrooms and kitchens. In fact, this morning, I started a new bathroom, a lovely young couple with an infant, a pretty little girl today who was a little cranky, in Cranford, New Jersey. And we're taking a 1940s colonial, which has one bathroom in the house, and we're taking all the surfaces out. We're gutting it down to the studs, and we're changing everything over. We're putting in a new sink and vanity with some more storage for the couple. We're doing a new dual flush white Kohler toilet. We're basically opening up where the shower is and going right to the ceiling, and changing ventilation. And just refreshing the space with new tile, very classic white bathrooms, as I often do, but freshening the space. So bathroom's something I do all the time. If you look at the Design New Jersey magazine February, March issue, you'll see a whole house that I renovated, including the kitchen and the bath. So these days I do a lot of kitchens and baths. So our topic today happens to be very relevant to that, and that is kitchen appliances. We often do shows here on WHCR on my program, Modern Design, about kitchens in particular, because they are so popular these days. And they're coming out with such new technology. Not only things related to the beauty of the kitchen, but also functional things. So I wanted to dedicate an episode today specific about kitchen appliances. I'm always learning. There's always new stuff coming out. So I want to talk next about microwaves. Now, microwaves have been around for a very long time. We're often to use them for convenience. I think there was a period of time where people were starting to shy away from cooking with microwaves because we were getting used to a lot of convenience food and a lot of processed foods. So there was a period of time, the microwave has never gone away, where people were limiting to it to defrosting for boiling water and simple things. But I think that's gone by the wayside, and I actually think that people are back to doing everything in the microwave. You know why I say that? Because steamed vegetables, frozen vegetables, all those containers now are meant to be convenience oriented. So they're giving you a bag that's a vehicle for cooking. So when you get frozen cauliflower or broccoli or pea pods or carrots or whatever you have frozen, now it's steam in bags. So you're seeing that. Even things that like cauliflower rice or all sorts of stuff, many, many, many packaged products now are steam in bag and they're ready to go. Same thing holds true for some produce. You know, the other day I purchased some fresh spinach, and when I looked at the label of the spinach was already washed. In fact, it said triple washed, and it said you can cook right in the bag. You could take that spinach and you can put it in the microwave. I think you had to put a slit in it, and it would steam right in the bag. So I think cooking in the microwave, not just heating up, but cooking in the microwave is back. I'm on the fence about it. I don't like the combination of cooking and plastic. I think if you're going to use your microwave, only heat up in glass. Something that I think that's very important. It's safer, and that's what I would do. I have dedicated glass cookware now just for the microwave. I don't put anything. If something heated up, Chinese food, or is in the container, I take it out of the existing container and I heat it up in glass. And I think that that's something that you should think about doing when you use your microwave. Microwaves are more popular than ever, but the issue with microwaves now is people don't want to see them anymore. We're of a time now where minimalist is becoming more and more the way people go. Not a lot of stuff on the counter, not so decorative anymore. Everything clean and white, or a combination of white and gray or white and black, and not a lot of stuff showing on the counter, no tchotchke. So people are not crazy anymore about having their microwave on the counter. Also, microwaves as part of a ventilation system, when you have a range or stove oven combination, which were so in style in the 80s and maybe even the early 90s, have really gone out of fashion. People have found over time that if your microwave was above your cooktop and above you were hot liquids, not a good combination, very dangerous. And the ventilation that was attached to that system wasn't really efficient. So I really don't ever want to see, I would never design a kitchen where the microwave would be above it. Microwaves are often on the countertop, but they can take up a lot of usable space. So a lot of times we're seeing new things. If you have an island, if you're fortunate enough to have an island in your kitchen, people are putting them in the island. They're having a drawer for them, sometimes even where they pop up so you don't have to lean down to put something in the microwave. Often I'm creating spaces within the cabinets or the island to have this be a hidden thing, whether it's behind a panel or just in sort of a shelf that pulls out. So where we put the microwave has changed a lot. There was something that a couple of the companies, appliance companies, tried to do years ago, and that's create a setting on your oven, if you have an electric oven, as a microwave setting. In that case, there would be nothing on the counter. You went to your oven and you said, okay, microwave. And somehow it was isolated in a way that it could microwave something instead of cook it if it was an electric oven. Did not do well. I thought it was a terrific concept, but did not do well. I think people maybe were afraid of the technology or didn't feel that it would work. And you don't find any companies that do that anymore. I thought that was a very good solution to microwaves. Microwaves are very important. You're heating up liquids. Your cup of coffee gets cold. I use my microwave every single day. So I don't think they're going to go away, but I don't think you're going to see them. They're going to be hitting a little bit more. You know, in the 90s, it was kind of funny. There was a period of time there that people didn't want to see the refrigerators. And I want to finish up today on refrigerators. People did not want to see the refrigerators anymore. So we were going to the rich woods in the 90s and having the cherry and the maple, the really rich sort of golden maple cabinets at that time. People were getting panels made through the cabinet company. They were making panels for the refrigerator. Then stainless steel, which has always been in style, really became in style and became a little bit more affordable. So then we saw a change with refrigeration where we were exposing them for their own beauty. And that's what I wanted to get to next in our last couple of minutes on the program today, and that's refrigerators. Well, refrigerators have changed a lot, and I think one of the best refrigeration systems is through Sub-Zero. Now, of course, it is a premium company, so it's not an expensive thing to do. But refrigeration through Sub-Zero is absolutely beautiful. Sub-Zero products actually give you a colder temperature for your refrigerator. So you will find, and I found from when I went to a nice upscale brand, but to a Sub-Zero, that the food stayed longer. It lasted longer. The compartments stayed closed, and the food lasted longer, both generically on the shelves and in the compartments for vegetables and for eggs and all that sort of stuff. So that's one thing. There are a lot of good companies out there that do refrigeration, but that was one of them. You know, in the early days, as we all remember, at our Nana's house, or maybe even our own house, the refrigerator was kind of a really ugly box. It was this ugly box. Originally, they were all white, but then they were low. Remember, early refrigerators very low. Then you had the 70s, and refrigerators were in decorator colors. Chocolate brown, avocado, and gold were probably the most popular at the time, and they were pretty ugly then. Then we went to a phase that refrigerators were still freestanding and they had a heavy depth as they had up until this point, but we saw a lot of almond refrigerators. And I remember in my first condo that I bought in 1991, I had my brand new tall almond refrigerator with the smaller compartment on the top for freezer and then the refrigerator freestanding. It went next to the cabinets. It was not exactly incorporated with them, but it worked with the other things. Then we got a little bit more sophisticated over time, and people wanted to incorporate that appliance more into the cabinets. So we started to go into what was called counter depth. So it didn't stick out as much as the early ones did. You had a profile of your beautiful cabinets, and then another the refrigeration was of the same depth, so that became incorporated. First, as I say, with panels that covered it, so it looked like it was part of the cabinets, but then stainless steel became so popular, again, very recessed in that same type of scenario, but with the stainless steel showing. And that's what I see today. Everything is streamlined, and also everything is counter depth, and it really looks very nice in the space if everything is flush. When you look at a kitchen now and you see a big refrigerator sticking out, doesn't it seem odd? It seems very odd. I also wanted to talk about side-by-side refrigeration as opposed to the up-and-down stackable that we see all the time. I currently have side-by-side refrigeration, and I don't love it. And I'll tell you why I don't love it. I'm not a big fan of frozen food. I like fresh food, and I feel that the side-by-side gives you a lot of freezer space. Even if they're segmented where the refrigerator side of a side-by-side is wider, you get a lot of freezer. And I don't always need a lot of freezer, per se, but I always need, for some reason, I always seem to need more refrigeration. So in a perfect world, I would love to have side-by-sides that were maybe one full column on one side, one partial column on the other side, and then a half of that be the freezer. You know, freezing is good for people if you have big families and so on, but for me, that doesn't work. That leads up to the final topic on refrigeration today in our show, and that is compartments of refrigeration, which is becoming more and more popular. And that started with people living differently, kids home after school, people eating in shifts or doing different things at different times and not opening and closing the refrigerator or freezer. It started with a company called Fisher-Paykel, and they did segmented things. And one of the things that they did do was refrigerated components, drawers, if you will, of refrigeration, which is perfect if you have children and you have juice boxes and you have sodas and so on without going to the main refrigerator. And that became very popular. It was an expensive and premium product, but people seem to like that a lot. And now there's something new, which is called columns of refrigeration, individual columns of refrigeration throughout a kitchen space. Kitchens have grown. Houses actually are kind of shrinking now and getting smaller and efficient. But within that kitchen, within that home, the kitchen has gotten very big and is the heart of the home. So what I'm starting to see, which is starting to catch on, is individual large columns of refrigeration. So perhaps in your large kitchen, you have your dairy on one side and things that you'd need over there. And then perhaps there would be another column for produce and vegetables that's closer to the sink. So individual columns of refrigeration are sort of the next generation of how people are starting to do kitchens as well. One last tip I want to leave you as in our last minute of the show is having a second refrigerator. The best thing in life for me is when I bought my house, I bought the premium refrigerator from Sub-Zero, and I was working on somebody else's kitchen, and they were going to the Sub-Zero, and they said, I have a KitchenAid refrigerator, new, I don't want it in the house, you can have it. And I put that in my garage space. Unbelievable. It is so nice if you can make it work to have a second refrigerator in your home. It is great for entertaining. It's great for when you buy cases of beer or keeping wine cold. You know what's nice when you're going out to dinner and you want to bring some wine? It's a BYOB. When you get into that garage, you grab two cold bottles of wine and you're out the door. It's really nice and really effective. And then when you do have holidays and you have so much food on the refrigerator side, you can sort of space it out a little bit because you have a second refrigerator. So I often tell people when they upgrade, keep that older refrigerator and use it. It's not going to have as long a shelf life in a space like a refrigerator in a kitchen will do because it's not insulated. The lifespan of the refrigerator in the garage is less and in the basement is less, but it is a wonderful thing to have. All right, we're at 2:58. We're at the end of our show today on appliances. I have great guests coming into studio in the next couple of weeks. I will announce it on social media. I also wanted to mention that, as many of you know, I wrote a book called The Lonely Boy on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and I continue on my book tour on June 2nd, Saturday, June 2nd, from 11 to 1 p.m. I will be signing autographed copies of The Lonely Boy, and I will be having a book talk on surviving depression and anxiety. I will have also from studio here as well, Ruth Altamira Roll, who is a licensed counselor, very good at what she does, and she will be talking as well about surviving depression. So if you want to come out and meet me, that would be June 2nd from 11 to 1 at the Barnes & Noble in Bridgewater, New Jersey. All right, thank you, everybody. Have a terrific week. Thank you for supporting our program. Have a great day, everybody. Get the umbrella app. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
The top Senate probe of Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential election announced today that the initial U.S. intelligence report on the issue, which found that Russia acted covertly to boost Donald Trump, was, quote, fair and accurate. Russian officials have repeatedly denied meddling into the 2016 election. Republican Senator James Roush said there's nothing new here, and we know that the Russians have been trying to meddle in our election.
In the open hearing we had, there was obvious evidence that they were working both sides. The thing I came away with was stunning to me was how inept they were, stumbling over each other and really trying to work in for and against on each side.
President Donald Trump met financial disclosure requirements in reporting a payment of more than $100,000 to attorney Michael Cohen, who paid hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. That's according to the Office of Government Ethics today. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings.